So right now I'm standing in the middle of a jazz cafe in London. And the jazz cafe is actually in Camden, which is a suburb of London. This place is, I think it's kind of famous. It's been around a very long time. A lot of greats have played here. In fact, I was here last Sunday night and I saw Solomon Burke. And that was insane. Solomon Burke, he's a big man. He's always been a big man. And now he is so big that he can't walk. And so he is confined to a wheelchair. No shit. And so this place that I'm in right now, I'm looking upstairs, there's like seating where you can sit down and have some dinner. And the tickets cost a little more, but your meal's included. And then down on the floor, there's a couple bars. And then the stage, literally, I don't know, maybe 20 feet from stage to the back wall. I'm standing right on the stage right now. And last week was here for Solomon Burke. The place was packed, 300 people. And they wheeled Solomon Burke in from the front door in a wheelchair, backed him through the crowd, and then with the help of his band and a couple of the chicks that were singing backup, they lifted him up and put him on stage and then sat him on his big fucking throne covered in velvet. The throne was not Solomon. He was dressed to the nines in a magnificent suit. I don't know. It must have cost a fortune based on the material, but the material alone, the amount of it, the quantity, I don't even know what kind of quality it was. But anyway, Solomon Burke, this room is just incredible for a gig. The stage is so small. I think the stage is probably 7 feet long and probably, I don't know, another 20 feet wide. And it's just tiny. Like, literally, I could lean over the front of the stage right now and touch the drum kit, the kick drum, honestly. And it's really cool because you're so close. You're right here. You're on top of the band. The sound's all over you. You're just draped in it. And it feels like some real deal shit. Not like you're sitting in the nosebleeds. Not even like you're at some, you know, small club or bar. This is a stage and there's massive performers here. Like tonight, I am here to see Leon Russell. I've never been a big Leon Russell fan. Never. But when I was living in Australia and hang out at my record shop down there, the record shop I went to every Friday night for 4 years, Mojo Music. The Kingfish, the owner, I call him the Kingfish, his name is Nev. Nev turned me on to Leon, he loves Leon. And we'd get wasted on Friday nights, and it'd be like 1 in the morning, we'd still be in the record shop drinking beer, and he'd have to put on this Leon Russell DVD. They're in the studio, and it's like this live performance, and Leon Russell's just taking his little band, you know, through the paces, and they're playing up a storm. There's a tremendously hot backup singer in the band. She's just smoking. And it's funny because, you know, to her left, there's this massive woman. She must weigh like 350, 400 pounds. And she's dressed in like she's on the farm, working on the farm. She's got a rolling pin, and she's making cakes and pies throughout the entire session being done in the studio that's being recorded. It's fucking insane. You really have to find it on the web. I'll see if I can find a link. But it's sick. And, you know, I never really appreciated Leon, but tonight I'm here to see him. I'm standing here in the front row, right in front of where he's going to be sitting. I could reach out, pat him on the shoulder, and say, nice job, buddy. And undoubtedly, I will try to do that. So I'll try to pull up some audio and whatnot from the show, but don't go to any more arena gigs. Just go to small, intimate theaters where you can basically touch the band and make sure it's just, if it's not Leon Russell, it's a halfway decent, honest to God, down to earth, to the bone, singer with a lot of integrity, and the music is real and not manufactured. That's really what it's all about, and I couldn't be more happy to be in a place like this right now. I wish everybody could experience this. And you probably can in your hometown. So go out and do it. Don't be stupid. Get out of the house. Watch or listen to the opening band. I'm not even sure what its name is, but I'm glad there's an opening band. Just try to warm up the house a bit and get things rolling. But I'm right in the front. I'm sipping on a little bit of Moo Juice and just ready to rip it up. So we'll see what happens. Cheers. Yeah, one other thing. Here's the ridiculous part. Leon doesn't go on till 9, and I've been standing here since 7, so I can be right in the front. You look, if you're going to do it right.